Hello, hello. Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast. This is your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. This is a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as you explore that transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with your God-given power and gifts, unleash your soul, and learn to co-create a life that you love. As you become the writer of your own story in this podcast, you're going to get some inspiration, practical tips, and the sometimes abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. You're in the right place, so buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. Support the mission at listenbitchdonations.com. And if you want to change your life, scroll the show notes and pick your path, okay? Coaching, books, biohacks, it's all in there. I love you guys. Let's get to it today. So basically, I'm talking to everybody like me who keeps dragging yesterday's shit into today and then wondering why life feels so heavy. Because the truth is, yesterday's shit does not belong here. What are you doing? My kid is out here. I have my office window is right here, big window, and this kid is trying to scare the shit out of What? Okay. It doesn't belong here. And I feel like every time that we're replaying the drama or the regret or just even the anger, you're giving dead moments the power to choke out your peace right now. And I definitely have had a rough couple of days. Okay. Rough couple of days. I feel like rock bottom. I feel lost. I feel just mentally, I can't even wrap my brain around some shit. Okay. I just can't wrap my brain around it. And when you're dealing with a narcissist, when you're dealing with someone who has no self-respect, no boundaries, no nothing, nothing matters to them, especially if they're an alcoholic or a drug addict, like that's the priority. So crossing paths with someone like this and wanting to have adult conversations about situations, it's fucking impossible. And I'm taking that hard. I'm taking that hard. Like, treat me like a fucking human, be an adult and have a grown-up ass conversation, right? I don't think that's fucking hard. I don't think that's asking too much. I took it all on. I took it personal. I forget what kind of person at the core that I really am dealing with. And it is someone that would never give a shit about me, doesn't care about anything. You know, I it's crazy to me. And I took that on. And this is like day, I didn't record a Listen Bitch podcast yesterday because I felt sorry for myself. I wasn't doing it today because I felt sorry for myself because I'm bringing the shit to every single day. Like I'm letting myself live in a rerun. You guys, every day that we wake up, God gives us a chance to write a new episode in our show. Main character energy. I get to write fucking today's episode. I can do anything. I could do anything. Somewhere along the way, I've lost some massive belief in myself. Somewhere along the way, I forgot I can do fucking hard things. Somewhere along the way, I forget that I have that magic and that he's got me. So listen. Carrying old baggage, it sabotages your mood. It's going to poison the relationships you have now. And it definitely, I will say this right now, I feel blinded about the blessings that God drops in front of me every single day. I can't see that because I'm so worried about the past few days and I'm so uncertain about what happens next. Like, that's not faith, you guys. Me sitting here worrying about this or feeling like I have to have some sense of control, you obviously, I'm not where I need to be. And that's definitely on my knees reading what God needs me to hear in this moment. I'm dragging it over and it's affecting everyone in my family. And literally, like, I'm in the car today. The minute I get in the car, I'm not even backing out of my driveway yet. And actually, I'm barely shutting my door and the girls are opening the gate, okay? And they're already starting to fight, okay? I love my girl. I love my babies, you guys. But like literally, I'm not even out of town and they've just been fighting in the back seat since we got in the car. Not even out of town, and I'm thinking, wow, I had to resign from the only like my only escape. And I don't, you could judge me all you want. I'm a stay-at-home mama. I homeschool, but I promise you, like, to keep my sanity, I have to do something outside of here at least once a week. Like, so taking that away from me, taking away that little bit of just my time, how do I spend that time? Bartending. I love to bartend. I love to have conversations with adults. And I like to make money while I'm doing it. So taking that away from me just added to it, just made today even heavier. And all day I'm like just dwelling on that, ruminating over and over. Like, I don't have an outlet anymore. I'm trapped. I'm stuck and I'm freaking out. Okay. So all of that's heavy because I can't let go of what happened a few days ago. And as long as I'm keeping all of that heaviness in me right now, I can't figure out what the fuck's gonna happen tomorrow. So I knew right now, we just got back from my kids' soccer game, and I'm like, girl, my husband said I need to listen to Listen Bitch podcast. And I'm like, fuck, at least I need to record. At least I need to record. It's not fair to you guys that I'm in a pity party, right? So I knew I had to do the next right thing. I came home, and really all I wanted to do was curl up on the couch under the blanket and just like hope everything changes when I come out from under the covers, right? How many times are we doing that? If you are tired of giving yesterday free rent in your head, then stay with me right now. Put this on replay, put it on repeat. Whatever it is, because yes, today deserves so much more than your recycled. I don't know why my husband's texting me and I didn't put my I didn't put no alerts on. Shit. Anyway, oh, I'm recording. I'm my phone. Hi, Facebook. Hi. That's my phone. Okay, well, I can't look at the message. Anyway, we keep dragging yesterday's mess into today. You know, and then we're living the rerun of like our worst episodes. That's what we're doing. Anytime you're staying stuck in old energy, like yesterday's anger, the guilt, the regret, like that becomes today's mood. So now I'm like snapping at everybody. Nobody deserves that. I'm snapping at everyone. That's not fair. I'm definitely sabotaging my own opportunities. You guys, doors open every single day. But if I'm stuck staring in the rearview mirror, if I'm so worried about this situation, which I cannot control, I can't make someone treat me like a human. I can't make someone have an adult fucking conversation. I can't control other people. I have to let it go. I can't see my blessings because I keep replaying the bullshit. And then I start to rewrite my identity with the old shit. Instead of just being who I actually am right now, I'm starting to live as who I was yesterday and the day before and the day before that. So, yeah, stressed out, worried, hurt, all of that. That's who's showing up in Brandon today. And that's how you burn out, babes. That's how you burn out, carrying old baggage every single day. Every single day. It's fucking exhausting. Like, I've not done shit today. I've not done shit and I'm exhausted. Like, I am tired. It's not even, it is just a tired beyond tired because I'm holding all of this stuff. I'm internalizing shit that is not my shit. You know what happens to people that keep doing that? We fucking collapse. We collapse, not because we can't run, but because we refuse to drop the weight. And guess what? I can't laugh. I can't create. I can't live in the present moment as long as I'm staying stuck on fucking yesterday. Joy doesn't live in yesterday. It lives right now. And we are suffocating it when we're carrying all of our shit forward. And maybe you're like, Brandon, I don't really know what you're talking about. I don't know. Are you still stalking your ex on Facebook, hoping that they look miserable? Are you carrying trust issues from one heartbreak into the next, making your current partner pay for something that someone else did to you? Or do you replay old arguments in your head and you practice these comebacks that you can't ever get a chance to say, beating yourself up for the business idea that you didn't start? So you don't take the leap on the one in front of you right now? I'm so guilty of that. So guilty of that. Dragging yesterday's rejection into today's pitch. So Brandon showing up small, Brandon showing up apologetic, Brandon showing up already defeated. Who wants to fucking say yes to an opportunity from someone that's a hot mess? Holding on to a bad boss or a toxic job story? Guilty. Letting it shape how you treat every new opportunity? One person doesn't get to have that much power over us. Replaying that one dumb thing you said in a conversation like the other person hasn't already forgotten. Maybe you're reliving old failures as proof that you're gonna fail again. You keep that invisible scoreboard of who hurt you, and you carry that bitterness like it is your emotional armor. Maybe you're still trying to prove yourself to parents that never saw you, even though you're an adult, letting old family drama dictate whether you show up for holidays or milestones now, holding on to that friend betrayal years later and letting it block you from trusting anyone new. That's it. And every day there's going to be these triggers, waking up already mad because of something that happened yesterday at work. Letting yesterday's binge or slip up or mistake convince you that today is already ruined. Carrying yesterday's hangover or exhaustion into the day and making it your personality trait. We are all dragging yesterday in and we don't even see it. You're doing it. I'm not alone here. These tiny little leaks are turning into a full-blown self-sabotage. It has to be a choice. Like, I have to wake up tomorrow and I have to make a choice. And it's that acknowledgement of, look, yesterday's dead. Whatever went down, whoever pissed me off, whatever hurt my feelings, whatever I didn't do, what I didn't finish, whatever mistake I made, that stuff does not exist anymore unless I drag it into today. And dragging it in, that's like, we're still carrying around a bag of garbage and wondering why everything fucking stinks. That's what we're doing. We have to be honest in the morning when we wake up, clean slate, and we tell ourselves that was yesterday's fight. That was yesterday's loss. That was yesterday's weight. Today hasn't earned the smoke from that shit show yet. Check your head first thing in the morning. If your mind starts replaying yesterday's bullshit, stop it cold. Out loud, say it. That's old news. Shut the fuck up or shut it down nicely. However, you talk to yourself. I say, shut the fuck up. It's fine. Give yesterday its place. Did you screw up? Cool. Own it. Learn the fucking lesson. And then don't keep rereading the same chapter. Yesterday's mess doesn't get to rent space on today's clean slate. You have to physically reset. Like maybe you have to journal, maybe you have to pray it out, or maybe it's going to be that workout. And that's first thing I didn't do today for myself that I know would make me feel good. I didn't go to the fucking gym because I didn't want to feel good because I was feeling sorry for myself. That's what I do. That's what Brandon does. I do the things, I avoid the things that make me feel good, including recording a podcast. I always feel better when I'm done. I didn't want to do it because I didn't want to feel good. I want to feel sorry for myself. I want to stay in that victim mentality, but do I really? No. Do that thing that's going to make you feel good. Your body doesn't lie. When you move, your brain stops replaying the reruns. You decide the vibe. Every single day, you decide. If I don't set the tone for my day, yesterday does, and I'm not going to let a fucking ghost run the show. Today gets to be different because I say so. We don't give yesterday the free power. Yesterday had its chance. It took enough. Today is yours. And I know it sucks. I know it sucks to realize the things that you can't control, the people that you can't control, and sitting with that pain in reality. I can't take on someone else's mess. I can't take someone else's brokenness fucking personal. Did it get personal with me? Absolutely. Did I hand in a resignation and know that, I'm gonna miss a lot of my regulars? I'm gonna miss getting the break out of the house. I need it desperately. You guys know anybody local that needs a Friday night, Saturday night bartender? I'm your girl. Okay. I did put in a 2 weeks, so I didn't even know. I mean, I can't talk to the guy to see if I'm even going to fulfill the 2 weeks notice. Who fucking knows? I don't know. He maybe never wants me to come back in the building, right? So I don't need to carry all that shit. I can't even say it's personal. That guy does not know me. I'm telling you, I worked for him for 6 months and he didn't know my name. He didn't even know my name. Why the fuck am I upset about this? Right? Don't hand over your peace or your joy or your purpose to dead fucking weight. Walk out of here lighter and louder and fully present because the only thing that matters is what you choose right now. And this is your full-blown permission slip. Drop yesterday at the door. Let it go. Let it go. And that's it. That's the episode. Thank you for tuning in to Listen, Bitch. I love you guys, and I will see you tomorrow.